In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Shootings, hatred, and violence should not surprise us. Our fallen flesh is a disgusting, self-pleasing degenerate, capable of far more evil than you and I think. It hates God and finds joy in others' misery. Misery loves company, and the miserable will try to make others miserable by whatever means possible. The sinful flesh pats itself on the back that I am not as bad as that person is. I am less wicked, less evil, less sinful. Therefore, God must love me more. While outwardly we are not as sinful, our hearts are no different. And just because outwardly we are good doesn't mean that we have been perfect and deserve to go to heaven. The standard, remember, is not being better than those who sit in prison or commit violent acts. The standard is be perfect as your Lord is perfect. And who of us has lived up to that? The same sinful flesh that lives in that gunman or lived in that gunman dwells in us as well. The same flesh, for we share the same father, Adam. And the same God who gave his son into death for me and for you also paid for his sins. The same God wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. In some, that wicked flesh displays itself in deplorable acts of violence. In others, it is pride, but really the result is the same. Sin before God, which leads to eternal condemnation. And while the severity may surprise us, and the place may surprise us, the occurrence should not. For Christ told us beforehand that these things would happen. We live in the last days. We live in the great tribulation. But far more dangerous than any gunman, far more dangerous than any outward sign are the signs within the visible church. So the Antichrist should not surprise us either, or as Jesus calls him, the abomination of desolation, quoting the prophet Daniel. He stands within the holy place. He does not come from without, but he comes from within the visible church on earth. He sets himself over everything in the church and proclaims himself to be in the place of God here on earth. Yes, he may look godly. He may talk piously. He may have many good things to say about being moral. He may even have signs and wonders, but they deceive only those who are perishing. They follow him instead of the Lord. Again, this should not surprise us. For Christ told us that he would come. False teaching within the visible church should not surprise us either. Endless denominations, each peddling a different idea of Christianity, a different idea of Lutheranism. Each one saying they have God's word right and the others wrong. Each one saying that they finally understand Scripture properly, while the others are just way off in left field. False teaching, though, does not come from Christ, but it comes from the devil. To tell lies about God is to change God. It's to make him more agreeable and palatable for us so that we finally have a God we can manipulate and earn our salvation from. This is far more dangerous, as I say. False teaching is far more dangerous than any gunman, because gunmen can only destroy the body. False teaching can destroy your soul forever. Christ told us of this beforehand so that we would be alert and prepared. For these last days, many wolves will enter the visible church trying to lead you away from your sincere and pure devotion toward Christ and to some other myth. As Eve was deceived, so they will try to deceive you. Do not give in to their trickery. Do not be tricked or deceived by how big their congregation is, or how ornate their service is, or how good their preacher is, or how many programs and activities they can run. For these are the last days. the great tribulation, as the church suffers from without and from within. Again, this should not surprise us, for the same fallen flesh that dwells in us also dwells in those false prophets as well. By nature, we are no better than they. So we are not above holding on to a blatant lie either. Examine your hearts. Have you doubted God's word? Do you believe something contrary to the word of God? Have you found yourself thinking there's a whole lot of stuff in that Bible and so many different interpretations? This and that seems right, but this and that does not. Have you even cared enough to examine the scriptures or to discuss it with your fellow Christians? Or have you been content to simply live and believe whatever you think is right, setting yourself as judge over God, and assuming that as long as you are a good person, God will be pleased and will just simply overlook all the rest? It's foolishness. So repent. The Son of Man is coming. He is bringing fierce judgment on this world. And he will not judge you based on what you think is right, but based on his word. He will not judge you whether you are good, but based on his word. So believe that word, not just simply some of it, but all of it. And when you see these shootings, when you see violence, when you see the Antichrist and false teachers spreading like wildfire, when you see even the vast majority of Lutherans going astray, flee. Don't linger around. Let nothing hinder your flight. Let nothing hold you back or make you stay here, but flee. Woe to you, parents, who allow your children to rob you from Christ and to hinder your flight because they have something more pressing they want to do. These are the last days. Open your eyes and look around you. The Antichrist sits in the church as he has for 2,000 years. Doctrines are changed. Teachings are altered. Creeds and confessions, even in the Lutheran church, are thrown out the window, and everyone does what is right in his own eyes. Everyone believes what he wants to believe, and just so long as you don't tell me I'm wrong, then we'll just get along. So the love of many has grown cold. The visible church looks weak and feeble, splintered and torn apart by the very men who have been sent to care for her. She's a mockery to this world. These are trying days. These last days, the great tribulation. The last days began when Christ ascended into heaven. So the great tribulation began when Christ ascended into heaven. And even the elect would fall if it were not for Christ. And so he is coming back. He is coming back sooner than you think, for he sees the shootings, he sees the violence, he sees the Antichrist wreaking havoc on his church, he sees the false teachers, he sees the chaos out there and the apathy in here, he sees the shrinking congregations and the weary, worn-out souls, he sees your burdens and your stress, he sees your heart break and your guilt-ridden conscience that you know full well you haven't been perfect as he is. He sees it all. And so he is coming back soon. He is coming back not to condemn, but to save you. But 2,000 years doesn't seem like a short time, does it? 2,000 years of enduring the great tribulation, 2,000 years of the Antichrist, 2,000 years of simply letting Satan run around, having roughshod over the church of God, 2,000 years of chaos in these last days. It looks like Satan is winning, not Christ. It looks like we are dying while the world is living. It looks like we are wrong while they are right. And we don't see those great miracles in ancient Egypt that the Lord performed for them. We don't have great prophets like Moses, Elijah, or John the Baptist, even St. Peter or St. Paul. We don't see God delivering us from evil. keeping Satan at bay or fighting for us, loving us, embracing us, protecting us. But that is why we live by faith and not by sight. That is why we believe and confess what God says in his word and not what we see with our eyes. He says he is coming soon. So we believe that he is coming soon. He is coming soon because he loves you. So he may shorten your life to single digits or well below the average lifespan because he loves you. Would he really take your sin, die in your place? Would he really suffer the pains of eternal torture in hell? Would he really open heaven for you and then simply abandon you and leave you, allowing Satan to do as he pleases? Would he really do that? Of course not. He is still your almighty Savior, the Lord of the wind and the waves, who orders and controls your life just so. So he has shortened these last days so you don't have to linger in this world any longer, but may finally be relieved from it all and enter your eternal home in heaven. So when you see these shootings, when you see violence, when you see the Antichrist and false teachers running amok, flee. Flee immediately, not tomorrow, do not wait, flee today. But know where you are going. You flee to Christ. And you know where he is found. He is not stuck up in heaven, sitting there on some golden throne, just watching what is happening, but he comes down to you in word and in sacrament. He sits before you this very day so that he might deliver you from every evil. For here, in word and in sacrament, he protects you from all the chaos out there. Here he keeps your heart grounded in his word. Here he keeps you steadfast in the one true faith until the day when he lights up the sky. Here he reminds you once more. Here he tells you yet again that you are his chosen people and no violence, no shooter, no antichrist or devil can ever snatch you out of his hand. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.